Let me start with my cliche, if you're comfortable in the matrix, I suggest that you take the blue pill and go about your business. Nonetheless, if you're like me, you want to get out of the matrix, take the red pill, and let's see how deep the rabbit hole goes. Here we go. The reason for this blog is that many men who called themselves Hebrew Israelites are causing a lot of damage spiritually, I'm sure physically, and mentally to women out of ignorance. These groups are in the street teaching their doctrines that don't align with the Torah. They are no different from Christianity when you balance them. Some of them are arrogant, they lack wisdom and understanding when it comes to the Torah. Don't get me wrong, certain things they teach are the truth but not all. The Messiah warned us of these kinds of people at the end of time. Some people are so gullible, and any time someone picks up the Bible and said that God sent them, many rushes to follow them without proving it with the scriptures to see if they align with the Torah. I have watched some of their YouTube videos with them teaching in the streets, and it is a disaster. The saddest thing is that they are still teaching in the name of the idol Jesus Christ. But that's not what I want to talk about on this blog. Truth be told that some of these men are causing damage to families and abusing young ones. I sit there thinking, how can a parent, S, be so stupid to entrust their little ones, especially young girls, to these wicked men? That's why I always say, seek God for yourself. If you truly want to serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, all you have to do is ask Him for wisdom and understanding. James 1:5. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. It is not a lie, God will open your eyes to see the secret of the Torah if you ask Him. I have heard so many horror stories about the things some of these guys are doing in their camps. Someone accused them of practicing homosexuality. One guy got arrested for impregnating his stepdaughter and claimed that he was married to her while he is married to the child's mother, which is prohibited in the Torah. I'm sure there is more than one. Again, some people genuinely love God and try to keep the Torah, but they do the same nonsense Christians do. They still let a bunch of wicked men who call themselves elders and allow them to lead them while they can practice the Torah on their own. Look, guys, it is your duty to study and teach the Torah to your children. Not to go to someone to teach it to you. God alone can give you wisdom and understanding to see the secret of the Torah. When will people learn? So, anyway, my argument in this blog is with some men that want more than one wife. Look, there's nothing wrong to have more than one wife. It is not a sin according to the Bible, but there should be an agreement between you and the other women you want to get into polygamy with. If you are already married to someone, it is fair that you talk to your wife and make sure that she's on board with you. You can't just get another woman without her consent, and some of the guys do it in secret. That's adultery and it is punishable by death according to the Torah. So, if you so-called keep the Torah, you should know that as well. Yes, of course, they do away with the law of Moses, but rest assured that God will punish you for any sins that you commit. As I always said, ignorance is not an excuse. Some of these men think that women don't have a say so that they can do whatever they please and that women must be silent. This doctrine that women must be silent is from Christianity and also from the Muslim religion, from what I have heard. Mostly arrogant men who are unlearned and also ignorant of the scriptures. They always seem to forget this scripture in Genesis 2:24, that is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife, and they become one flesh. You see what it says here when a man leaves his parents and is united with his wife? You see it says wife singular, not wives, they become one flesh. This means you must be in accord with one another. Any decisions, both of you need to agree on. I know, many of you will disagree, but it is what it is. Some of you will be quick to say that Adam was created before Eve, and Adam was above Eve. At the same time failed to read that both were equal. It wasn't until after they have sinned that God punished them and said to Eve, "Your man shall rule over you." Let's read it, Genesis 3:16, "To the woman, he said, I will make your pains in childbearing very severe, with painful labor, you will give birth to children. Your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you." Granted, it is the punishment women have to deal with for the rest of their life, but that doesn't mean that women have no say-so. I think it is always good to refer back to the scriptures. After all, they are our guidelines. Isaiah 28:10, "For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little, and there a little." It appears that people always pick the part that they like from the scriptures and ignore the rest. As I said before, my argument is with those men who want many wives, and they are quick to reference the scriptures to justify their actions. They love to point out Solomon, who had 60 queens and 80 concubines. But forget that Solomon was the richest man on earth, and he could afford as many women. Not only that, these women didn't care, and I'm sure that he didn't spend quality time with all of them. probably with the one he loved the most. If they read the scriptures and want to compare and contrast, you will see that starting from Abraham, he only loved one woman, which was Sarah. The scriptures made it clear that it is always the women who push their husbands to sleep with their maids. Sarah, for example, has been with Abraham for decades, and she couldn't have children. Sarah, with her brightest idea, told Abraham to sleep with Hagar so they could have children. Abraham did it just because she asked him to, not because he wanted other wives. She comes to regret it after Ishmael is born. Understand that Abraham only slept with Hagar for the child, and that was it. Although Hagar became his wife, Sarah was always the love of his life, and she was in charge, not Hagar. If you remember, at one point, Sarah told Abraham to send Hagar and her son away, and he did. In all of the stories you've read, it is always to have children, not for love. Trust me, guys, it is not always sweet and dandy having two or three wives. These women quarrel with each other because of jealousy. Can you imagine having two nagging wives? Well, it's your funeral. Anyway, you will find many men who have done it but will not be completely honest simply because they want you to suffer as they do. They will tell you what you want to hear. It sounds exhausting trying to deal with multiple women. Some of the men who have done it think that they are clever by having two wives. If one is nagging, they can quickly go to the other. Ha ha ha, bad idea, guys. Even Jacob never had any intentions of marrying two sisters and their maids. Remember, he worked 7 years for Rachel, but he ended up with Leah. So, he could be with the one he loved, but he had to work 7 more years to get her. If you comprehend the stories, Rachel was always the love of his life. It is the case for all of them, I can say. Then the two sisters start competing with each other and gave their maid to Jacob. Again, the women are always the ones sharing their husbands. They always live to regret it all the time. You have these buffoons running to get two or more wives, and they can't even take care of one household. They failed to realize that Abraham was the richest man on earth, and Jacob was a wealthy man. He wasn't robbing Peter to pay Paul like some of you guys are. I'm not bashing anyone who wants more than one wife, but do it the right way. Make sure that you can take care of them as well. If your first wife agreed to deal with your second or third and so on, go for it. There is no need to go behind her back and try to do it secretly and talk with arrogance, thinking that she should just shut up and deal with it. I know it sounds good and all, but know that the grass is not as green on the other side as you think. Again, some women are cool with it and bless their hearts for that. Know that if she leaves you, and she has 3 or 4 children with you and your other wives have children. All I can say is good luck with child support. I feel bad for the women who have these arrogant unlearned buffoons for a husband who twists the scriptures out of ignorance. I mean, more power to you who are into polygamy. Women, be careful out there with these men. Not all of them are bad or ignorant when it comes to the scriptures. But you will know the tree by its fruit. You have to seek God and allow Him to pour into you, and that goes for both men and women. I will keep saying it: ask God for wisdom, understanding, and the spirit of discernment, and He will grant it to you. Again, there is no excuse for ignorance because you have the Torah as your guidelines. There are a lot of predators out there who will come for you and your children. Watch and pray. I'm just saying.